Hunter coach said that he talked to you after the game. What did he say to you after?
He said he was proud of me for, stepping up whenever my name was called, and, he kind of joked around. He asked in a question, oh, you stepped up, and I was like, yeah, a little bit, and he's like, you never knew you would, huh? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I just kind of went with it, and, ended up working out.
He said you always kind of knew that you could do this if you given the chance. Has that kind of been the mindset the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to keep that attitude, it's a little different, not really playing as much as maybe I'd want to, but, just being able to help the team and do whatever I need to do, so... just kind of keep the attitude, and whenever opportunities come, try to make the most of them.
You mentioned that after the Texas game, just having the opportunity. What made this one different?
The way it came about, Texas, or the game you were talking about earlier, it just kind of happened that way, and I was able to deliver in the situation at the moment, and this time, it was a little bit longer time, but I think hopefully did well enough to equal the last game.
You had 3 steals. How were you able to do that?
I don't know. I might have had 4, but we kind of had a little bit of a foul on that one. But that happens, so I ain't too worried about it. But just playing defense, we kind of needed to lock down. We were down for most of the game, so that was kind of the deal. Defense leads to offense, so... a couple of them, and I thought I was playing defense the same way I had been, and like you're kind of insinuating, I kind of came away with a couple steals, so I thought it was working pretty well, but I guess they kind of cooled me down on that a little bit. But
I think coach took you out at the steal or foul, depending on how you look. What did he say to you after that one?
He didn't really say anything. We were still in the middle of the game. We still had a little bit to go. So I mean, if anything, it was I think that might have been my 4th. So I kind of had to go sit down. So I mean. And we had other guys definitely ready to go, so it was definitely, I did what I had to do, in the time that I had, so, I kind of got the foul and someone else's turn, so that's kind of how it went.
You'd only shot 3 free throws all year. How did you step up? Were there any nerves at all?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe like a passing thought, something like that. But we shoot free throws after practice every day, just for purposes like that. It kind of comes down to it and need to hit free throws. And we've been practicing for a pretty long while, so that means a lot of practice on the free throws. So it just kind of helped out.
What's going to be the hardest thing to compensate for Perry's loss?
We just kind of come together as a team, and just look forward and just keep getting better and better. I mean, yeah, we've accomplished one of our goals, but, we've got a couple more on the table, so we'll just kind of work towards getting there.
How hard was it for this team to keep the streak going of 11 straight?
We got a lot of great guys, and we had a lot of great attitudes and great coaches and, staff like that to help us towards it, and the staff and coaches, they've been doing this a long time, only the kids that they get have changed, so, they just kind of, work with us, and, we love the game and we want to learn, so I'm just... kind of the combination of that, we help each other and we can get it done.
When you go back and look at the last game and Perry goes out, you're already without Cliff. When you get in, can you, play with a freer mind knowing that they're going to have to use you a little bit more, or is it more pressure because of that situation?
You can think of it that way, just because, they didn't have that many guys. I'm sure some of the guys on West Virginia were kind of thinking the same, because they had 2 guys out as well. So, I didn't really think of it that way. Cliff and P were out, but I didn't know P was going to be out, until whatever happened afterwards. So, I don't really want to think that way because, I hope both those situations, get better. I hope Perry comes back and I hope Cliff gets the chance to come back too. So, I'm just going to keep the same attitude. And, if I have opportunities like I've been getting, then hopefully I'll be able to, to use them to my advantage and help the guys out.
Time for 2 more.
Hunter, if you guys have just 3 big guys on Saturday, you think you could be ready to play a lot of minutes?
Yeah, that might be the case. I just want to help the guys out as much as I can, and if that's the case that we do have 3 guys, then if, whoever's in needs a break, then, I can definitely come in and help them out and, just help in general, just kind of get us hopefully to where we need to be or help out enough to get to where we need to be.
How do you look at your career? Are you happy here still? Close to graduation?
Yeah, I'm happy here. Like I said, I've kept a great attitude, and the guys have been great. Everyone I'm surrounded by is, good people. So, I'm definitely happy. And, yeah, I'm pretty close. I'm close to graduating. I'll graduate next year, so I got another year. But, yeah, I'm right on track.
So you'll do it next year?
Yeah. Yes, sir.